Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of Short Commercial Break for WaiverWireBlog.com. I am Vinny Gennardi, and joining me once again this week is Jeff Galinsky and Michael Krushy. Guys, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Vin. How are you, Vin? How are you, Jeff?
I'm good.
Good. I'm excited to be back.
So excited that when we tried to start the podcast, you lost control of your body several times.
Yeah, I couldn't keep my emotions intact, but we finally got it going. And
after a crazy episode of Breaking Bad, who can blame you?
I was mostly reacting to the news of Tracy McGrady retiring, but I guess that's just me.
Well, who could resist getting upset over that or happy? I'm not sure what you felt.
Who knew Vinny was 2 years behind on the news cycle?
Who knew Tracy McGrady was?
That's a good point as well.
There's people raising their hands listening to this podcast as we speak.
Okay, so let's talk about, we don't have any whodunit this week. We don't have any, we don't have anything to focus on except Breaking Bad's third episode, which I mean, not to blow the whole podcast right off the bat, but I thought it was unbelievable. A top 10 episode in the history of the show, easily. React to that, and then start with you, Jeff. React to that bold proclamation, and then give me your thoughts on the episode, just your first impressions.
I feel like top 10 is a bit of a stretch.
Okay, hit me with
it. I don't know. Well, I don't have, like, a list in front of me of, like, my top 10 favorite episodes.
No, and I didn't make one either, by the way.
I didn't think you did, because you're wrong.
Yeah, I might actually not feel that way if I made a list.
As much as I like, and really, like, obviously stand out is Jesse's freak out at the end and him going nuts, is that other than that, like, everything was kind of calm. Like, I know the confession thing is, like, insane, but, like, the level of the show, I don't think it was that high to me until the end. And there have been episodes, there might be 10 episodes, where it's just like, I'm having a heart attack the whole time I'm watching it because it's so intense. That's why I wouldn't put it in the top 10.
I wasn't even referring, this is the conversation I had with Vinny directly after, was everyone's going to be freaking out about Jesse at the end. To me, that confession is one of the craziest things on Breaking Bad. That was just masterful. It was funny in a really dark way. It was brilliant, and it just paid off so much that's happened on the show in a way that just everything that's happened has now been twisted in a way where Hank has the less believable story, and that's just, I think, just brilliant.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. And the whole time you're watching the video, it's shot perfectly where you think it might be an actual confession at first, and then he just turns it. And it's just like, fuck you. If you're taking me down, I'm going to go down with you. Or you're going to go down with me. So yeah. I just, like, and I think it's also the show's writers pointing out at, like, we're not acting like anybody is ignoring how close Hank was to any of all of this. Like, the way they just point out everything that's going on in the show.
Yeah, Crusher, you mentioned that it was sort of funny, and that was my first reaction when Walt first said that he was probably killed by Hank. I was like, where could he possibly be going with this? But then as the confession went on, everything just sort of made sense. And, you know, when in the very first episode where Walt says he threatens Hank, tells him to tread lightly, and then in the second episode he says to Saul that he wouldn't kill Hank because Hank's family, and it's just like, so what can Walt possibly do to where he can back up his threat to Hank, but also if he's not going to kill him, how much power does he actually have here? And then he comes out with this, which is just sort of this mind-blowing thing that at least I don't know if anyone else saw coming. I certainly didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Vinny, what about just not any of us have a specific list, and I'm kind of researching it as I go right now. What do you think about my thoughts of this being one of the better episodes of the show, period?
I'm definitely on board with it. None of us have a list in front of us, so don't know exactly where it would fall, but I could definitely see it being in the top 10. Just thinking back throughout the entire episode, we also had the great scene in the desert between Jesse and Walt where Jesse kind of breaks down and calls Walt out for being a liar and never being sincere with his actual feelings toward Jesse. I thought that was a great scene. And also, the dinner scene between Hank, Marie, Walt, and Skyler I thought was really good. Just, I didn't think there was any moment during this episode that I wasn't completely captivated. And so far with these three episodes of this season, they felt almost more like I feel with Game of Thrones, where each episode isn't that much different from the one before. It's just a literal continuation of what we just saw. So I guess it's kind of difficult for me to separate the episodes so far between these three.
Absolutely. So let me ask you another quick question, guys. Just we're going to keep breaking this down in depth as we go, but just to break it down to your gut reactions on some stuff. Does Jesse survive next week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Why? How do you? Now let me express why I say why. Does Jesse settle for anything less than Walt's death at this point? Do you think there's anything at this point Jesse will accept that wouldn't have him kill Walt? And we know Walt doesn't die because of the flash forwards.
I'm not sure. Before I answer that, let's also mention that because of the flash forward, we know that Jesse doesn't burn down the house.
Yes.
So we know that doesn't happen. So that leads me to think that he's probably going to maybe see Walt Jr. or have some interaction with one of Walt's kids, or Skyler's going to come in right now that makes him realize he shouldn't burn down the house, which I think will prolong his story with Walt a little longer. I think, to your question of does he settle for anything less than Walt's death, I don't think so. I don't think there's any way. Walt's been able to talk himself out of it too many times, and Jesse's finally pieced it all together, and if he also ever finds out anything about Walt letting Jane die, then that would just put it completely over the top. But I don't think he's going to settle for anything less than Walt dying right now either, unless he has some sort of change of his mind where he ends up talking to Hank instead, which I don't think is very likely.
What about you, Jeff?
I feel like Walt is going to be the one to come home and catch Jesse. It's like, what else? Where else is he going with that gun? He took it and he left. So he's obviously heading somewhere. And, you know, in response to Saul's phone call, so he's got to either figure he's coming to the car wash or to his house at some point. And I feel like if that confrontation happens between Walt and Jesse, that neither would be able to kill the other. As much of a necessity as Jesse is to get rid of for Walt, I don't think he'd do it by killing him. I think he'd, you know, try and talk him into leaving or something like that. And I think Jesse just doesn't want to kill again, especially somebody he's worked with so closely, regardless of the evil he's done. I don't think they want the audience to see Jesse kill another person.
I see where you guys are coming from, but I don't see a resolution. And I mean, they could always do something I don't expect. I don't see a possible resolution. Because I don't agree that Jesse... I'm not disagreeing with the idea behind why Jesse shouldn't kill somebody. I don't agree. I agree with what I propose and Vinny agreed with, is that I don't think Jesse... There's an end to the situation. Like, if they get in a room together, Jesse's not walking out of that room with Walt alive. Unless Walt kills him,
But we know Walt is alive.
And that's why I feel like Jesse, unfortunately, is going to die. And I could be totally wrong, but unless Walt finds a way to incapacitate Jesse and take him out of the equation without killing him, I don't see any... And let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you see a way... They're alone in a room together. How does that end where Jesse is okay with anything other than Walt's death? In your mind.
I just feel like...
You think... What I'm saying is, literally, you're saying he will realize he can't kill him and just leave? Because he could have left and gone to Alaska. I don't think at this point the story is going in that direction. Because I don't think he's going to leave at this point, Jesse, from everything we've seen.
At the point that Walt is at right now, where Hank is kind of following his every move in a way, I don't think he can kill somebody.
So like, what is Jesse going to do then? In that confrontation, that's what I'm asking. What you just said,
I have no idea. It's crazy to kill Jesse at this point in the series. But Breaking Bad has surprised us so many other times, so literally anything could happen.
I'm rooting for the opposite. I do not want Jesse to die. I just think, character-wise, I cannot see a confrontation between the two of them where Jesse can walk out of the room. I feel like Jesse's mentality right now is Walt needs to die, and anything short of that, I can't imagine a believable character moment where Jesse could walk away being okay with Walt living, or okay with Walt getting away with it. And there's always a way they could write them out of that so a murder doesn't happen, but at the same time, it now feels inevitably like Jesse wants Walt dead. That's, I guess, where I'm coming from. If they find a way to delay that, I could see it. But I don't see a scenario in which they can part ways without one of them killing the other, because I don't think Jesse will let it go at this point. Do you think Jesse will let it go? Just yes or no, because you've already detailed why or why not.
No, I don't think he'll let it go.
And not letting it go means literally nothing short of killing him, in my mind. I guess that might be the difference.
Because I feel like he could hold it against him, try and go to the cops or something.
Yeah.
Instead, like, he can ruin Walt's life without killing him. But I really don't think he wants to kill again.
I agree with that I don't think he wants to. It's going to be crazy, whatever happens, of course. So, why don't you guys hit me with some of your prevalent questions about the episode, things you want to discuss?
I wanted to ask, since we know he's not going to burn the house down, do you think Jesse is the one who spray-painted Heisenberg on his living room wall?
Ooh.
That's an interesting question. I'm going to say no, though. I still think, and I didn't join you guys on that first podcast, but to me it just seems like it was probably maybe those kids that were skateboarding in the back, or just
something like
along
them.
Those. Yeah, it was just some sort of random act of vandalism. It wasn't any sort of warning, or wasn't something from Jesse here just trying to out Walt. But I think it's a pretty interesting question.
I tend to agree, because I think that was meant to indicate that that Heisenberg's identity was out to the public. That just tends to be where I lean, but I think it's an interesting idea.
But then I'm trying to think of why the house would be blocked off so far in the future. Like, if he did that, they would clean it up and just, you know.
And also, we have no idea how long before things get forwarded to that point. And to that end, what did you guys think of the cold open? How do you think that factored in?
I like the cold open because it felt so different than the rest of the episode. You have Todd and his family members, or whatever they are, kind of the bad guys, if you want to look at them that way. And they're the ones that aren't really in any sort of bind right now. With them, it's a little bit less intense. And I really like the part where Todd was reliving train heist. And, of course, he leaves out the part where he shoots the kid. But the way he says it was just like, one of probably his top moment in his life, and I thought that was just an interesting scene.
So, Jeff, actually, I want your thoughts first, then I have an interesting thing to point out.
On the cold open?
Yeah, on the cold open. And yeah, just what you liked about it, if you didn't like it, how you think that ties into what's happening?
I think that I liked Todd a lot, and I was my idea that he was the one cooking the meth currently. It turns out he wasn't. But I had a feeling that he would come back into the fold because of his knowledge of what Walt taught him. But I still feel like you get the sense that they don't trust him to be able to cook the meth, and that something bad is probably going to happen to him, and maybe they kidnap Jesse or something. Was one of my theories, that they need him to cook the meth and not Todd.
Yeah, that they need to replace the cook somehow with one of our main characters. So, while we've been doing this, I've been trying to pick episodes that I thought were better, for sure, than that episode, than the last night's episode, Confessions.
Yeah.
So, I came up with 19 immediately, just looking at, like, just if I reduced it to what one word that the episode was about. So, you're right. It's at most in the top 20.
19, really?
Interesting fact, and I can read this off really quick. Interesting fact, there is a stretch, and Jeff, we talked about this last year, from Problem Dog, which is in season 4, episode...
It's like
Episode 7.
7, yeah.
From there till the end of the season, every single one of those episodes I have on my top 20 list that I just made.
It's so good.
It's probably the best stretch of television I've ever watched.
Easily.
In a row. And I remember, Jeff, receiving several texts from you to that effect, where every week we just couldn't believe what was happening. Yeah, really quick, I'll give you my list. Season 1, the episode where Walt throws the mercury fulminate and it explodes. Season 2, episode 2, the episode where they're trapped in Tuco's house. That's an episode that everyone should go back and watch. One of the first episodes where the show truly showed how messed up things can get for the characters. Peekaboo, the episode where Jesse's in the crack people's house with the ATM. Mandela, the episode where Walt ignores that Holly is getting born to make the $1 million deal with Gus. Half Measure, Full Measure, the finale to season 3. Fly in season 3. 1 Minute in season 3. That entire stretch I just mentioned in season 4. Box Cutter, the opening to season 4. And then from the first half of last season, Dead Freight, the train episode, gliding all over the finale. And maybe Madrigal, which is the one that opens up with the German guy killing himself. So those are the other nights. So you are right. I think I was just a little product of the moment. But I do think that if you're ranking craziest moments in the show, that confession tape's got to be on there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And
that almost left a mark where you're right, Jeff. The rest of the episode, good as it was, there are some episodes that have maintained that kind of hype throughout.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I need to rewatch all of them again to make a fair assessment.
Those are all episodes that just stuck out to me immediately as, like, just moments in the show that I'll never forget.
They all stuck out to me as really good episodes, but I'm not sure if they were really good, if they separated themselves that much from the one that we saw last night. I mean, they were all top-notch episodes.
Well, so. Something I find really interesting about this half of the season and the nature of the show we always talk about is how there's no loose ends and everything is paying off. Things are frantic this season. Even when they're slow, it's just the stretch of episodes we're on, even if there are episodes in the past that have been better or crazier, this stretch of episodes is just so rewarding as a viewer to watch that I've never really experienced anything like it, where it's just, I feel like I'm being just absolutely showered in rewards for having invested my time in this show, where everything I've ever wondered about the show is paying off and none of it's a letdown.
I agree with that. I'm going to throw out the question that I think a lot of people kind of were scratching their heads at when watching this episode. What did you guys think of Jesse's epiphany and figuring out exactly, piecing it all together that Walt was the one who had Hugo take the rice in from him? Did you guys think that was far-fetched, or do you think it was believable? Did you think it was portrayed the right way? What did you guys think?
Well, I think it was definitely believable because he suggested this before, like,
right.
He's already come to this conclusion once, and Walt talked him out of it. And since he's kind of not letting Walt talk him out of anything anymore, he's finally, like, seeing the light and what's actually going on.
I can see how if you've only watched the show, like, each year it came out, how it would be a little bit like, wait, what's happening? I guess I've rewatched the show a couple times, so during that entire scene, it dawned on me with Jesse what he was figuring out, and I loved it as a result. But I could see how if you hadn't watched it several times, how the details are not as easy to remember of, oh, wait, this is basically exactly what... Because we never exactly see the details of the Ryson plot. I looked it up on YouTube today, and you can see Huell when he frisks Jesse in that scene from season 4. He does stick something in his pocket afterwards very subtly, but you never really figure out exactly what happened. You just know that they took the cigarette. Saul didn't realize that what it was for and that Walt used Lily of the Valley. That's all you ever really find out. You don't know the specifics of it. So I can see how if you don't remember several key scenes, you might be like, what the hell is happening here? But I thought it was a great way to do it. Because it, first of all, again, shows that Jesse is not the screw-up that Walt takes. Like, even though Walt has affection for Jesse, he does not respect his intelligence. And I thought that's always good when Jesse figures something out, even if it's heartbreaking. And I also just thought it was a slow burn reveal, where it's just this scene really pans out, and you think maybe Jesse's going to find some peace. And no, nobody finds peace. Everything comes back.
Great radio, guys.
Yeah, good radio. It's Jeff, Vinny, what do you? I mean, you brought it up. What do you think?
I did bring it up.
We'll get it in post.
I thought it was.
You can edit that shit out. I'm not.
I thought it was believable. I did think it was probably asking the audience to remember a little bit too much, especially when you think back to, as you said, Crushy, if people were watching this year to year, then that first happened at the end of season four, which, when did that air? Like
2011.
So, yeah, you're looking at like 18 months plus for somebody that may have only watched it once to remember kind of a small detail. But,
they explain it in the next scene, too.
If not, then you understand the following minutes after when Jesse bursts into Saul's office and what he's screaming about. And then if you don't pick up after that, then I don't think that's anything that...
Did you guys think Saul was going to die for a minute there?
No. Did you?
I thought that maybe for a second this dark thought crossed my head that all this Saul Goodman spinoff talk is just a ploy to make Saul's death more shocking.
Well,
I don't think he would either. I've always loved Vince Gilligan in interviews said Saul's like a cockroach, and that's why, and he's the only one that's going to survive as a result. But oh man, as much as I don't want Jesse to kill anyone, and I think it's terrible for him, I don't think it's as off limits as some people do. I do think that he could be he's so broken that he could be pushed to the point of killing somebody.
What do you say about some people?
About what?
You said I know some people think this way.
Well, I think your points, which were very good ones, represent what a lot of people think. And I tend to agree with the idea behind them. I just don't think it's as ironclad as that.
I'd say.
I need our friendship to continue, or else who am I going to talk to this about? Vinny?
Hey, now.
We should get things nice and animosity-filled.
Just start yelling at each other.
Okay, what do you guys want to see out of next week? Out of after that cliffhanger, what are you guys hoping for? Jeff, you first.
I would say I'm hoping for that guest situation in the house to get resolved, and I have a feeling it's going to happen probably the first scene of the next thing. I'm really hoping to see what happens with Todd and his Nazi family. I really like to see Lydia again.
Yeah, so would I.
But I have a feeling she won't show up for a few episodes, and I really would like to see what the hell they're going to do about that confession video, and what Hank's next move is to Walt.
It feels like Hank doesn't even have a move.
It's some serious chess pieces.
As for me, I think Jeff touched on it. I don't know if I'm most excited to see what's going to happen with Todd next, but I think it's necessary that we take a pretty big step in what we're going to see with Todd next, because we didn't spend any time with it other than the cold open this episode, and we just know at some point it's going to become a big factor, so I think we need to get a little bit more out of that pretty quickly since we only have 5 episodes to go. So I think probably the next episode we're going to see quite a bit focusing on Todd and his family, and hopefully Lydia as well.
That seems like it's going to just... I like that they're layering all that stuff in, so it's when it does explode with all the small personal stuff we're seeing within the family, it's not gonna be out of the blue, but it's also gonna have let all the stuff we needed to see happen between the Whites and the Schraders kind of pay off. That stuff needs to simmer over multiple episodes because it goes so deep, and I like the idea that we're getting this concurrent plot that is in it enough. Just fun facts from some of the upcoming episodes. Ryan Johnson is the director of the third to last episode. He directed Fly. He also directed a couple movies I love. Brick, The Brothers Bloom, and...
Looper,
which is a tremendous... From a couple... Brothers Bloom in particular is one of my favorite movies.
That's a controversial choice, Michael.
Yeah, controversial choice. Anyone who knows me knows I say that a lot, and that is where that comes from.
Also, every time I hear the word twice, I say two times.
Two times. Because he twice microwaved... Job twice microwaved a Twinkie with the wrapper on.
Twice?
Two times.
Every time.
Do you think we covered everything there is to talk about with this episode?
I don't think we talked enough about the idea to turn down tableside guacamole. But
no, we haven't even addressed the guacamole. That was a great scene. We should talk about that scene.
So about that guacamole.
Classic Breaking Bad in the way this show, the fact that it can be so funny is just something that's so underappreciated about it. I have a friend who watched the first season and is like, I really don't like the show. It's too sad. I get that it's intense and well-written, but it's too sad. I don't see the point of watching something this depressing. And it doesn't make any sense to me, and the first season is sadder, but the show has so much humor to it, and it makes me laugh harder than a lot of shows that are trying to make me laugh.
Oh, and Mad Men does the same thing, where it's so serious at times that when it's funny, it's really funny.
Yeah.
And the jokes are really earned, too. They're not, like, slapstick one-liners, you know?
Trent.
It's like, Trent even in the scene after Jesse comes in and punches Saul a few times, then Saul has that one line, and he's like, what do I even pay you for?
Oh, speaking of which, I know you said that you could go back to the old episode and see where they took out the ricin cigarette, but you can also see in this episode there's a screen cap on Reddit where Huel, when he bumps, you know how he bumps into him when he's going out
the
door?
Oh, he pats the weed, yeah.
Yeah, he grabs it right out of his jacket when he does that.
Well, I think that, and maybe I just know because I was paying, I just caught it, but the ricin one I never caught, and when I watch the video now, it's really like, you're like, okay, I guess I can see that that's what happened in that scene. Because it's not really framed in a way where it's easy to see. You just see Yule's left arm do something a little strange. In this, it was very intentionally framed so you could see the weed go into Yule's pocket.
Oh,
because it was
yeah,
more
I,
it was
in real time. I didn't even see it at all.
It was more important. Yeah,
no, you
noticed framed,
that in the moment?
I did notice it, but I think I noticed it not because like I have special perception powers. It just was framed very, very front and center because it was going to be important.
Are you sure it's not the perception powers?
It's possible. It's possibly my insane perception powers, which I got in a radioactive accident.
That's got
like, what it is. Where the goggles did nothing.
Look out, radioactive man.
The goggles, they do nothing.
I said Jiminy Jokers so many times, the words have lost all meaning.
We're gonna have to turn this into an all quote podcast at some point where we only speak in quotes.
Awesome. It wouldn't be any different than our normal lives.
No, it would just be recording. I think this is the only time in our lives we don't do that. So maybe we need this. But yeah, that scene was brilliant. I think Skylar, it's quite sad seeing what's happened with her sister. And she's playing it right, but it can't be fun. And I think that she's done an understated job this season, which I like.
I guess one last question that I have is... Not too serious of a question, but what'd you think of Walt's hiding spot for the gun? Because I didn't think it was very good.
I think it would make the gun ineffective.
What?
I looked this up. Apparently it would not.
It would not fire?
I felt the same way. No. It would still fire.
It would still fire. Okay.
Will it fall out and it will fire, or the gun will fire if it's frozen?
That I don't know. It just said that a ballistics expert was like, no, that gun would fire.
Okay.
Can we try it out?
Still, I don't think the spot was well chosen.
No, although apparently he's the one that fills the soda machine. We don't know enough about the day-to-day of A1 car wash to
really judge it. Well, what Vinny means is that it's not easy to get to. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, because he's got to... It's not in a convenient spot. He's got to go out into a place where he's going to be seen to go and grab it. It's just, if he needed a weapon, he should have done it someplace more well hidden. And
Walt isn't great at certain things, although acting is not one of them. He's become a tremendous actor because his acting in that video was one of the reasons I couldn't stop laughing was because of how ridiculous it was that Walt was like just mining all these emotions for that video.
He busted out the tears. Aaron Paul would have been proud of that performance.
Yeah. Aaron Paul, whose beard I dig, by the way.
Oh, it's a great beard.
He's got the perfect beard. So let me ask
I think I mentioned this on a podcast last year at some point. I think we need to have a cry-off between Donald Glover and Aaron Paul.
I think you need to throw Carrie Matheson, a.k.a. Claire Danes, in there.
We can do that.
I think she deserves a spot in the cry-off.
I think we got to set this up. But they all
I think Donald Glover wins for comedy.
Did you ask a question?
No, never mind. I was just saying Donald Glover is funniest.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a comedian. Let me ask one last question I think that's a good one to close out on. Season, living up to your expectations? Everything you ever hoped and dreamed for?
Yes.
Yes.
Glad to hear it. I feel the same way. And I don't think we doubted it, so it's nice to have our faith rewarded.
It's true. So does that sum it up for this week?
I think that's good. We'll be reconvening next week, everybody. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. The next couple weeks are probably going to be Breaking Bad nonstop. Jeff will be with us the entire way to talk about it right through the finale. We'll hopefully talk about some movies next week, depending on what we've all seen. And we'll maybe preview some fall shows in the next couple weeks. But get ready for 5 more episodes of Breaking Bad. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. Vinny, pleasure as always.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys.
WaiverWireBlog.com. Check it out. There's the juice.
Nice ending.